Welcome to County Stadium in Milwaukee, for the game between the Chicago White Sox and the Milwaukee Brewers. Here are the starting lineups. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, John Cangalosi. Batting second. The third baseman, Wayne Tolleson. Batting third. The right fielder, Harold Baines. Batting fourth. The DH, Jerry Hairston. Batting fifth. The left fielder, Carlton Fisk. Batting sixth. The first baseman, Bobby Bonilla. Batting seventh. The second baseman, Tim Hewlett. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Ozzie Guillen. Batting ninth. The catcher, Joel Skinner. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Tom Seaver. For the Milwaukee Brewers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The third baseman, Paul Molitor. Batting second. The left fielder, Randy Reddy. Batting third. The DH, Cecil Cooper. Batting fourth. The center fielder, Robin Yount. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Billy Joe Robideau. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Ernie Riles. Batting seventh. The right fielder, Rob Deer. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Jim Gantner. Batting ninth. The catcher, Rick Cerrone. Pitching for the Milwaukee Brewers, Bill Wegman. And now, play ball. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi strikes out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor hits a pop-up towards first. Bonilla settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount takes first base on ball four. Reddy moves to second. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau hits a pop-up, foul, towards third. Tolleson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox nothing, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston hits a long drive deep into right field. That ball is going, gone. A home run. It's 1-0, White Sox. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Deer. Guillen reaches second base with a double. Bonilla moves to third. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning two, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. the Brewers will come to bat. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles strikes out. One out. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer strikes out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner takes first base on ball four. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning three, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 0-for-1 in the game. Cangalosi hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-1 in the game. Tolleson hits a fly ball towards center. Yount catches it and throws to first to double up Cangalosi. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-1 in the game. Baines hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers nothing. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 0-for-1 in the game. Molitor hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Molitor. The throw from Skinner and he is safe. Molitor steals second. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Reddy hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett misplays the ball. That's an error on Hewlett. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-1 in the game. Cooper hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Yount hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Molitor scores. Reddy moves to second. It's White Sox, 1, Brewers, 1. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0-for-1 in the game. Robideau is called out on strikes. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-1 in the game. Riles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-1 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a fly ball into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 0-for-1 in the game. Fisk hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up, steps on second, and throws to first for the double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0-for-1 in the game. Deer hits a ball on the ground towards short. Deer scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0-for-1 in the game. Cerrone is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-1 in the game. Hewlett hits a line drive into right field. Deer settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Joel Skinner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Skinner is 0-for-1 in the game. Skinner hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a fly ball into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Reddy hits a fly ball into right field. Baines settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0-for-2 in the game. Cooper strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0-for-2 in the game. Tolleson hits a fly ball into left field. Reddy settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 0-for-2 in the game. Baines hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1-for-2 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hairston hits a ball on the ground towards shortstop. Riles fields it and races to the second base bag for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground towards third. Tolleson fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0-for-2 in the game. Robideau hits a line drive into center field. Cangalosi settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-2 in the game. Riles strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Fisk strikes out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Bonilla hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0 for 2 in the game. Hewlett hits a fly ball into center field. Yount settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Ozzie Guillen is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Guillen is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. Guillen hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonilla moves to second. Rod Craig pinch hits for Joel Skinner. Rod Craig is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Craig hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Gantner scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Mark Hill now catching. Rob Deer is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Deer is 0 for 2 in the game. Deer hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Gantner bunts towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Deer moves to second. One out. Mike Felder pinch runs for Rob Deer. Rick Cerrone is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cerrone is 0 for 2 in the game. Cerrone hits a ball on the ground towards short. Guillen scoops it up and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Paul Molitor is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Molitor is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Molitor hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Hill settles under it and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Dan Plesac now pitching. Mike Felder now playing right field. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi hits a ball on the ground towards third. Molitor fields it and throws to first for the out. One out. Wayne Tolleson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Tolleson is 0 for 3 in the game. Tolleson takes first base on ball 4. Harold Baines is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Baines is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Baines strikes out. There goes Tolleson. Here's the throw, and he's safe. Two outs. Jerry Hairston is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hairston is 1 for 3 in the game, with a home run. He's got one RBI. Hairston strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Randy Reddy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Reddy is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Reddy hits a fly ball into left field. Fisk settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Cecil Cooper is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cooper is 0 for 3 in the game. Cooper takes first base on ball 4. Robin Yount is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yount is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. He's got one RBI. Yount hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Cooper moves to second. Billy Joe Robideau is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robideau is 0 for 3 in the game. Robideau hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Hewlett fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 1, and the Brewers 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Carlton Fisk is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Fisk is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Fisk hits a ball on the ground towards short. Riles scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Bobby Bonilla is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Bonilla is 2-for-3 in the game, with 2 singles. Bonilla takes first base on ball 4. Tim Hewlett is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hewlett is 0-for-3 in the game. Hewlett hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Bonilla moves to second. Reed Nichols pinch hits for Ozzie Guillen. Reed Nichols is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Nichols hits a line drive into right field, out of the reach of Felder. Nichols reaches second base with a double. Bonilla scores. Hewlett moves to third. It's 2-1, White Sox. Mark Hill is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hill hits a pop-up, foul, in front of the plate. Cerrone settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. John Cangalosi is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cangalosi is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Cangalosi strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the White Sox 2, and the Brewers 1. The Brewers will come to bat. Brian Little now playing shortstop. Ernie Riles is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Riles is 0-for-3 in the game. Riles hits a ball on the ground towards short. Little scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Mike Felder is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Felder hits a ball on the ground towards the mound. Seaver fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Jim Gantner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gantner is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Gantner hits a line drive into center field, out of the reach of Cangalosi. Gantner reaches second base with a double. Bob James now pitching. Ben Ogilvie pinch hits for Rick Cerrone. Ben Ogilvie is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Ogilvie is called out on strikes. The game is over. The final score, Chicago White Sox, 2, and Milwaukee Brewers, 1. Goodbye from County Stadium in Milwaukee.